This is the day the Lord has made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
We will. It's time this morning to rejoice and be excited about the things of God and the good things of God and the blessings of the Lord that overtake us from time to time. And well, good morning, everybody. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I want to read a portion of Scripture to open the service this morning, and dealing with the blessings of God and how God watches over us, how God takes care of us. If you look around at the world and all the struggles that's going on in the world with Korea and all the struggles and rioting and things that's going on even in our own country, and it'd be very easy to get overcome, wouldn't it? Be very easy to be overcome. Well, my encouraging word in opening the service this morning comes from Psalms 91. Because it's one of the most powerful portions of Scripture that declare that God is in charge. He's got this. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. We don't have to worry about today. You know, what if heaven looks awful good? You know, what if? Doesn't really matter to us. To the believer, it really shouldn't matter. What if? What if I go home? Woo! Streets of gold? A mansion? Meeting Jesus face to face? To hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter in. Come on in here. Get in here. What greater joy could there possibly be? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He will cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings you shall find trust. Trust. The truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid. Let's say that again. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by noonday, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near thee. Wow. Wow. What a promise. What a promise. This is the God. This is the God that we serve. Brother, I may preach your message. This is the God that we serve. This is the all-powerful, almighty God that created you in the image that you're in. He created heavens and earth. Heavens and earth. He said, let there be, and there was. Let's worship Him this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, bless us and bless the reading of your word. Bless us with your presence. You said, where two or more gathered, there am I. We welcome you this morning. Let us honor you because you alone are God. Worship the good Lord of all creation. Amen.
Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed by His infinite mercy. With time forever I am. I know that the light of His presence with me shall continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed. child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of him all the day long. I sing for I cannot be silent, his love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I belong. Through waters he guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Would you be free from your burden of sin? Power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sarah and the newborn cry.
there in the light of every sunrise. There in the shadows of this life, your great grace. There on the mountaintop. There in the everyday and the mundane. There in the sorrow and the dancing. From the creation to the cross, there from the cross into eternity, your grace finds me.
Yes, your grace finds me.
There on a wedding day, there in the weeping by the graveside. There in the very breath we breathe, your great grace. Sing for the rich and poor. Sing for the saint and for the sinner. Not for this whole wide world.
It's all by grace. Praise the Lord. This morning, Brother Robbie will be sharing the word with us. And Robbie's our youth leader, a youth pastor, youth director, worship, whatever the Lord has in store, that's what we want, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. We want to do, just be obedient. Be obedient. And also this morning, Casey Barker's with us. Cassie, sorry. Cassie, I read it wrong. Cassie will be sharing this morning briefly about what's going on in our community, and we're excited about what she's going to be bringing us this morning. The adult Bible study and potluck will not meet this week, but it will be resuming on the 27th. Make sure you make note of that and don't show up at Pastor Terry's house because he won't be there. He's on vacation right now. I think they're in the Carolinas. Is that right, Rock? They're over in the Carolinas. Mike and Dolores Kelly's home. Former members that have moved away and great people. I'm sure Pastor Terry and Colleen are having a great time. A special thanks to everyone who went to the Habitat for Humanity. Wow, $11,000 was raised for Habitat. That's awesome. That is phenomenal. Give the Lord a hand. Yes. Give the Lord a hand. That's great. Great, great. We love to be a part of what God is doing, and I believe Habitat for Humanity is God is involved. Anytime that you can help the homeless and help those who are a lot less fortunate than we are, right here, right now, it's a blessing. It's a blessing from the Lord. Nine of Hope against drug addiction. Big focus we want to bring on that tonight. At 6 to 9, showroom in Danville of 2405 Lebanon Road. That's the old Gold Chevrolet building. Tommy Owens building there, where we had just recently had a concert there as well for the Odell family. If you weren't there, it's very easy to find going into Danville. It's at the second red light. You go, if you're going on the bypass, going into Danville, go to the second red light. It's right there on the right. You can't miss it. Nine of Hope. And then also the ladies are going to be sharing at a women's conference. Like for the ladies, just to make sure that you read that and take a look at that. I think it would be a huge blessing at Centennial Baptist Church. We want to invite all the ladies. It's on Facebook. I saw it on Facebook already on their website. So make sure that if you're interested in a women's conference, be a part of that. I've asked Vance to come up briefly and share what's going on right here, right now with our youth and with something that is very important in our community. So Vance, would you share?
First of all, I want to thank the church for sending us five volunteers for painting yesterday. David and Debbie Kay and Erica and Kay. But we had a successful painting. We got it all finished up. Got two rooms completely painted, and I really appreciate that support. Second thing is the Matthew, which used to be the Y, is putting on the Walk with Kids. I can kind of say this is like a vacation Bible school for fall break, basically. It's crafts, Bible teaching. It's like the sports camp that the church supported over in Boyle County this past summer. So Carpenters Christian Church and Harrisburg Community Church has gone together to do this, to support it, but we need volunteers. We'll be going all week from October the 9th through the 13th. It's 9:30 to 2:30. There's a lot of hours to cover. So even if you can come and give us a couple hours, we just need bodies there to take care of the kids. We think we'll probably have 20 to 30 kids, our maximum be 45.
What's the age group?
Age group is 5 to 13. Okay, it's the young people. The people we're reaching out to, you all know Church Without Walls or No Walls that we have in Mercer County. Okay, so that's why Carpenters is involved. Those kids we hope to bring into this program. It's mainly for, you know, parents who don't have a place for the kids during the fall break because they're working or whatever. So that's who we're reaching out to. And anybody else, you know, that has that need. I'll have this flyer back here, but we're looking for volunteers. And the third thing, in case you didn't know, the Rotary Pancake Days is this Friday, so I've got pancake tickets.
Amen. Everybody like pancakes? Hey, everybody likes pancakes. That'd be a good thing for our men's group to support on Friday instead of going down. They're all thumbs up for that. That's great. That'd be a good sponsor. Good work. Excuse me.
See me after church for tickets.
See Vance after church for tickets. Want to have Cassie come this morning and share. I think you're going to be extremely blessed of what God is doing in our community. Come, Cassie.
Good morning. I'm sure you all are sick of seeing my little mug. I apologize. We're doing something new in our community. It's completely separate from the Christian Life Center. It's a separate 501c3 non-for-profit. So I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention. I thank you so much for letting me come speak about the new endeavor in our community. Today I'm here to speak to you about transitional housing for families called the House of Grace, Hope, and Mercy. We had our soft opening in February, and I'm so excited to let everyone know what we are doing to help our families in our community that don't have housing. First, I would like to say that most homeless don't choose to be homeless and are embarrassed, humiliated, and feel like the worst people on this earth. So we need to show them the love of God and us when working with the homeless. I hope I don't take too much of your time, but I would like to start with a story of a woman who I worked with extensively who was homeless. She gave me permission to tell her story. This woman was in her early 20s and had only lived in Kentucky for a few months. So she really had no friends and no family in the area. So she lived in the middle of winter in her vehicle for 2.5 months because of a bad choice. She was living with her boyfriend. They got in a fight and he kicked her out. This woman felt all alone, only had onions to eat that she picked out of a farmer's garden at night, and would go to a gas station to wash up and get water. Luckily, she had a job, so she saved every penny for her first month's and last month's rent, so she would no longer be homeless. Luckily, she had her vehicle, and when work closed, she would pretend to leave. Then when everyone would leave, she would park her truck there with no one knowing what she did. So you see, homeless are not only the drug addicts, alcoholics, and mentally ill as once thought. Life happens, and sometimes it is of no fault of the homeless person or the family. This woman did survive the ordeal, and years later was brought to God because a pastor was kind enough not to put her in a cookie-cutter mold and accepted her where she was. They developed a pastor-disciple relationship, and he lovingly and kindly showed her the right path and where she sinned or went off the wrong path to God. I am pleased to say that she is a devout Christian today who loves and tries to follow God every day. That said, how this all started is I told my daughter that when I turned 71 and I retired from the Christian Life Center, I would open transitional housing in our area if someone hadn't already done it. Well, lo and behold, God put it on my heart in the year 2015 that we needed transitional housing now. Why do you ask? Because when I saw that we had 69 adults without housing and 28 children without housing in Mercer County, it just about broke my heart. Also in the year 2016, the amount of people needing homes increased in adults, but by the grace of God, went down with children. In 2016, there were 100 adults without housing and 24 children without housing. And this is only the individuals and families we know about. Think about it. We live in the richest country, yet we don't have enough housing or affordable housing in our community. Or we haven't given individuals and families the resources, jobs, or education to keep their housing. Also, there are poor choices made or circumstances beyond our family's control. And if our families are living in fixed income, sometimes they are only a check away from losing their housing. Therefore, I started to wonder what it would look like to have family transitional housing in our community with the foundation being God. With spiritual counseling and Jesus being the essence of what we do at the House of Grace, Hope, and Mercy. So we are not only providing shelter, we are providing spiritual guidance, resources, and everything in between that will help our families get housing and anything else they may need to becoming self-sufficient. What is also really neat is we are having our families be accountable in all areas of their lives. They will also be expected to put a percentage of money back to help them once they are standing on their own foundation of God and their own 2 feet. As it says in Matthew 25, 34 through 36, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothing, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for the one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. So as Christians, isn't it our duty to help all our brothers and sisters in need? Are we not to obey God's word and do his will? Through my wonderful board, with all their talents, they have made this a reality through their passion, prayers, active participation, and large financial donations. So we now have the location of the House of Grace, Hope, and Mercy located at 436 Chestnut Street. We are on a lease-to-own agreement, and I've signed my life away, to the tune of $100,000. It is a 16-bed facility and will be open once we have all of our ducks in a row. And with God's grace, we would like to open sooner than later. So I'm asking boldly if you find it in your heart to help us as individuals, as a community, and as churches, please do. There are numerous ways in which you can help. Of course, since we are still in the beginning stages, financial contributions are always welcome. My daughter and I have been very blessed, so we have pledged to give a certain amount every single month. We also have board members who have given lump sum donations. I also have numerous opportunities for volunteers, each and every one of you. Most important, though, I ask for your prayers and support. I hope you all find it in your hearts to come be a part of our team and see how your efforts and talents can change the lives of the families we serve. I look forward to your call or seeing me in the future for help. Our flyers have all our information if you would like to get in contact with us. Thank you so much for letting me come speak about the House of Grace, Hope, and Mercy. And if you have any questions or concerns, just see me at the Christian Life Center. Thank you, and God bless you.
Amen. Wow, what an opportunity God has given for our community to be involved in help. This is a ministry of helps. This is what the church does. This is what we do. We get involved. Volunteers? Anyone? Volunteers? See Cassie at Christian Life Center. We will have flyers here available for you. Contact them. If God has blessed you financially, be a blessing to those around you. And the need, I promise you, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. I say all that, and I want to say one other thing. Yesterday, we don't realize how big a problem this is in not just this community, Mercer County, but in Boyle County as well. I promise you, in Boyle County as well. Yesterday, I was looking for corkscrew willows. Anybody know what a corkscrew willow is? It's a tree. It's a willow tree, and it grows, and it's spirals, the limbs spiral. Well, I was in Danville, and I thought, oh, I'll just go up this creek. I'll look at this, because they kind of grow along where water's at. So I was walking up a little path along a creek, and all of a sudden, off to my left, I see a bunch of pallets. You know, everybody knows what pallets are. Well, it was a pallet home. Somebody living out in the woods. They had built a pallet shelter. Now, I was kind of taken back, and I didn't want to try to be a part of what was they, because they're living there, and I was not welcome. I could tell by the way things were, you weren't welcome there. So I have some plans. God has given me some plans to how I can be a blessing to those people who are living out in the woods within the city limits of Danville. So it's widespread. I say that to say this. It's widespread. This is not just, and it could be any one of us. We are so blessed We are so blessed. As Cassie said, one paycheck away. Just one paycheck away. That's kind of a scary thought, but I say all that to say this. It's Christian based. It's faith building. It's encouraging to see these people are going to get help if they choose to get help. It's always a choice, isn't it? It's all about the choices that you have made, and it'll be about the choices that they make. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So this morning we have some birthdays, right? A couple of birthdays coming up. Who is these people? Nikki Chapa, the 23rd. Praise the Lord. And Mary Lee. Mary's not here yet, but Mary Lee, the 23rd. Make sure that you give them birthday hugs after the service this morning. Send them something on Facebook and wish them a happy birthday. Do we have any anniversaries? Yes. Bob and Ruth Rogers. Good morning. Good morning, Ruth. Not going to ask you how many. She doesn't remember. That's okay. It doesn't matter anymore, right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's good. And Bible study questions. Do we have those? I always fumble with this part. I don't mind with that. 1 Peter 2, verses 1 through 12. What is the source of growth for believers? Anyone? The Word of God. The Word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. What is God building with precious stones? The spiritual house. Amen. The spiritual house. Three. What happens to the stone the builders rejected? Chief. He became the chief cornerstone. That is Christ. The chosen generation was called out of what? Darkness into? The marvelous light. Amen. What have the called out obtained? Mercy. You've been given mercy that you may give mercy. And show mercy. What may cause unbelievers to glorify God? Good works. Let them see your good works. Not hear your words. It's by works. Let them see what you're doing. It makes a big difference. This morning is communion. We're going to do our communion service this morning. So, Brother Rock, Rob, two songs to prep for. Sorry? You still have an announcement? Okay.
The ladies group that meets on Wednesdays, we are starting the book of Esther. We will be starting this Wednesday at 1 o'clock here in the sanctuary. The books are in. They were normally $16 a piece, but they will be $11 a piece because someone has anonymously wanted to cover that $5 extra charge. So if you are interested, if you'd let me know. Then also the puppet team is going to be starting on the Christmas program probably next Sunday, and we will go on Sundays. We usually meet about 2:30 in the afternoon to go about an hour or 2 hours. If you would like to be a part of the Christmas program, you don't necessarily have to be a puppet. You can be a prop. You can be a support person or something, or a voice for recording something. If you let me know, we need help. It would be a commitment from next week until we do it. So it's not like you're committing to something for a year. So if you could, that would be wonderful. And come to me after church for the books. That's it.
Dave?
Thank you, George. Now, I just wanted to say that this goes to Cassie. Thank you very much for that, what you said this morning. I worked up there to the Christian Life Center as a volunteer one day a week and sometimes a couple days a week until I got sick. And it really is a blessing to you to do that. If you can find it in your heart to just one day a week or an afternoon or anything, it would be a blessing to them and to whoever you're helping out. I didn't realize how many people were in need until I went to, until I worked up there. But when I got sick and my legs went out on me, I felt that it was best for me not to do it until I get all this stuff fixed on my body. But I just want to say to Cassie, God bless you. He's using you in the right way. And thank you so much for taking care and having the heart to do what you do.
Amen. Announcements this morning? Anybody else?
Oh, and I will be back.
Amen. Welcome home, Mike.
We're talking about grace, the song Your Grace Finds Me, et cetera. But we've been gone five Sundays, and I'm just amazed how God shed his grace on us on this trip. And, I mean, I'm thinking we're hauling this 6,000 pounds of the trailer behind us for, you know, 6,000 miles and just no close calls, no – everything was fine and just – it was just wonderful. You know, God just kept us safe with strong winds and all kinds of crazy things on the road and crazy drivers. But I'm just amazed, you know, and just so thankful for his grace.
Psalms 91. It works. Amen. Anyone else? Oh, happy birthday, Mary, the 23rd.
Report. Hold it close. Can you hear? Okay. Thursday, I was walking, and Cleo and I had to go to the Galt House this weekend because I had to play the piano for the Eastern Star. And I was walking Thursday morning, so I wouldn't have to walk. I wanted to walk as much as possible. And something said, Joyce, you need to ask for prayer. Stopped by Emmeline's house, and I thought, I don't want to bother her. She's probably asleep. But nevertheless, I knocked on the door, and she was talking to Paula Moore. I thought, this is good. I need double prayer. And I'm so thankful for you all because we got to Louisville, and Cleo was waiting in the truck for me while got the reservations made. We already had them, but I had to pick them up. Walked out of the door, fell on a step down, I mean bad, on the concrete. It only damaged my neck and my cheek, and I thought, well, I have no teeth, but I still have my teeth, and I'm fine. I'm a little bit sore in the arm, but other than that, the Lord just protected me totally. My glasses flew off, they didn't break, and so they said that two people ran to me and picked me up. And they said, you need to report this. So I did, and the policemen came, or wherever they are, and they said, well, you're the fourth accident today, but yours is the best. No, you didn't get hurt. All the others got hurt. So thank you for the prayers.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're glad you're here this morning. Rock, worship team, if you would come, please.
I'd like to do a couple songs with you all to help prepare us even further for communion. How great is our God? How great thou art. It's the greatness of God. If you'd like to stand with me as we sing, but if you're more comfortable sitting down, that's fine too, okay? Yes.
my soul, I send you, God, to me. How great thou art, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior. earth rejoice. He laughs himself in love, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great.
Want to read just a couple of verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Paul writes, he says, "Is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread which we break sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of one bread." Notice this. It's a cup of blessing, and it's a blessing to share the blood of Jesus. And it's a blessing to receive the bread, which is his body. We've been amply prepared to perceive the blessing. So I just want to know that the blessing that comes with the body and with the blood of Christ is forgiveness. It's love. It's mercy. It's grace. It's healing. Spirit, soul, and body. So I would just invite you to come and receive it. The body of Christ, given to all who receive, opening their hearts and their minds to the real truth that Jesus is the answer. Bless us today and bless everyone who partakes. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, while the world would say this bud's for you, Jesus, you're going to say to us, this blood's for you. We thank you for the washing of our sin, the cleansing of our sin, and the restoration of a clean conscience through the blood of Jesus. Father, we commune with you together through the sacrament and with each other. We join our hearts together as one. Father, pray that you would bless the elements, and thank you that they are blessed. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name.